apparent assassination attempt targeting former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Leaders from around the globe have condemned the apparent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. The attack, which targeted the former president at a rally in Pennsylvania, left one attendee dead and critically injured two others. At a news conference, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said,
"This was an inexcusable attack on the democratic values that Australians and Americans share and the freedom that we treasure."
Britain's new Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, said on X that he was appalled by the shocking scenes. Nigel Farage, leader of the British party Reform UK and a friend of Donald Trump, described the assassination attempt on the former president as
horrible and yet somehow not surprising.
Trump's campaign said the presumptive Republican nominee was doing fine after being whisked off the stage, though the shooting pierced the upper part of his right ear. The Secret Service said it killed the suspected shooter who attacked from an elevated position outside the rally venue. U.S. authorities are still investigating the shooting. I'm Karen Chamas.
There is more information on the shooter and an apparent assassination attempt. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Investigators were working on Sunday to gather additional information about Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, who they say opened fire from a rooftop outside the rally venue in Butler. An FBI official said late Saturday that a motive had not yet been determined. Relatives of Crooks didn't immediately respond to messages from the Associated Press. However, his father, Matthew Crooks, told CNN late Saturday that he was still trying to figure out what was going on, but wouldn't speak about his son until after he spoke to law enforcement. The Wall Street Journal and the AP say authorities found explosive devices in his car. The Wall Street Journal and ABC News also have reported that the gun Crooks used was purchased by his father.
The Israeli military said that Rafah Salama, Hamas's